Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Again, we thank LCTV for our partnership. This has really been a wonderful way to get information out to our residents on a daily basis. We've also invited all of our local news stations, media outlets to use this live broadcast as well as take clips for their updates later throughout the day. If you miss our live broadcast, LCTV has been wonderful about fitting replays in for us throughout the evening on their schedule as it allows. You can also find the replay on their website, lctv.net, on the Niagara County Legislator On Demand page. And we'll post that link on our Facebook page as well. I'm joined today by Dan Stapleton of the Niagara County Health Department. He's our Director of Public Health to give us some updates from his team. But first, I'd like to give the daily New York State numbers that were provided by Governor Cuomo this morning. The governor tells us we now have 92,381 positive cases of COVID in New York State, with over 13,000 of those in the hospital. There have been 2,373 COVID-related deaths. But the good news is we're seeing the discharge rate for those individuals who were in the hospital rise. That number today is 7,434, and that is wonderful news to hear. At this point in New York State, every county does have positive cases of COVID that they are reporting. Dan, we've been saying for weeks, of course, that we believe that this virus is everywhere and that you should act as if it is. We know that the numbers are higher than what's being reported because we're just not doing the testing that we would like to be able to be doing right now. Yesterday, we had reported 65 total cases, but today that number has jumped by another 26 to a total of 91. Are you surprised by this dramatic increase?
I wish I could say I was surprised, but I'm not. These numbers are going up, and we expect them to continue to go up. While we're seeing double-digit increases every day, 26 new cases in one day in 24-hour period is the highest we've had. It's double what our previous record was for this virus. But we continue to tell people it's highly contagious. That hasn't changed. That's consistent. And so we're telling people stay home. Don't go out unless you need to be out, and only if it's absolutely necessary. So. We have 63 people who are isolated at their home. These people are positive, out of the 91. 14 are in isolations in the hospital, and 14 have recovered. And the 14 recovered is an important number because it shows people that you can be positive for the virus, you isolate yourself, and then you are fine. You know, we thank God we haven't had any deaths from this. Everybody is recovering as we would expect them to, but it's still scary. You know, my staff continue to work around the clock to make sure we're prepared, that we respond to these quickly. But unfortunately, I'm not surprised. People just need to make sure that they stay home. Don't go outside. There's really no good reason to go outside unless you need to go to get food or a medical appointment. Other than that, there's really no reason to be traveling around the county and potentially infecting other people.
Thank you. We know that our heat map has been updated today, of course. There is a direct link to that map on the COVID-19 banner at the top of the Niagara County webpage. But Dan, if you want to go ahead and give us a little rundown of the daily map here.
Once again, not a big surprise. You can see that those white spots with zero cases, we're getting fewer and fewer of those every day. We continue to see the highest number of cases where population density is high. Niagara Falls is leading right now with the highest number of cases at 23. But you look at places like the town of Wheatfield has 19 cases, North Tonawanda 11, and so on. So we're seeing those numbers changing on a daily basis. We will continue to update those on a daily basis so that people have the most the best information for them. We started off in the beginning of this map with having it according to zip code, but now we've been able to get it down even tighter to show what it is in the municipality that you live in, because that's important. That's what you associate with. So we'll continue to do that, but does show the numbers are the highest at the highly density population, but also up towards Lake Ontario. We see Newfane with more than one case, and eventually every one of those municipalities will have a case, and that's just based on testing. We know cases are throughout Niagara County. If your municipality does not have a number in there, doesn't mean that it isn't in your population. It just means that the testing isn't where we want it to be. We're improving on those. I think we're improving on having providers that are able to test, testing that we've been able to send on a limited basis. But people need to continue to expect that it's in your hometown.
Right, and as we mentioned yesterday, Jonathan Schultz was with us. You were not here yesterday, but I mentioned that, you know, there are people that you might have heard, friends or family, who say that they are, you know, that they have COVID, they're home, they're in isolation, their doctor has told them to stay home and monitor those symptoms. Would those individuals be included in these counts that we have?
And no, they're not. Right. I think a lot of providers in the county are saying, you have these symptoms, we expect that it's everywhere, and your doctor, he or she, is making an informed decision on whether or not you should be staying home and isolating yourself from others. So just because you don't have a positive test doesn't mean you shouldn't be following your doctor's advice. Follow their advice, but yes, these numbers would be much higher if we had adequate supplies of the testing kits. But once again, those testing kits are prioritized by people in the hospitals, first responders, healthcare workers, because we know those people are in touch with the public on a daily basis, and we want to make sure they're not spreading it as well.
All right, thank you. We've seen, as these numbers consistently go up, as you expected them to, you of course have been planning ahead as much as you can with the information that we have. Can you talk a little bit about the leadership in your department and how they coordinate with Jonathan Schultz at Emergency Services?
Yes, every day, multiple times throughout a day, whether in person and on the phone, Jonathan Schultz and his staff and my staff and myself, and then also the sheriff's office, we have a call every day at 9 o'clock in the morning to go over what's new for today. What do we need to respond to today? What planning are we doing right at this moment that we're going to implement tomorrow? Those types of things. So it's doing an analysis of where we are and then responding to that. I have one thing I wanted to point out too that I didn't include. We're talking also about quarantines when we talk about people being quarantined in the home by their doctor. But we have people who are quarantined under my order. We have 84 people who are quarantined at home right now, and 92 people have completed their quarantine. That's a really good number.
That's great.
That shows that people are not turning positive. They were quarantined because they were well. They'd be isolated if they were sick. And we're happy about the fact that the number of people who have completed their quarantine is higher than the number of people who are quarantined. Another point is with the planning. We work with the hospitals on a daily basis, whether it's Mount St. Mary's Hospital in Lewiston or Niagara Falls Memorial or Eastern Niagara Hospital in Lockport. We talk with them on a regular basis, sometimes multiple times a day, to make sure we're all on the same page, find out how we can help them, coordinate things they want to do to respond to the public, to make sure that that the people they serve are safe. So those things happen every day. They always have, and they'll continue to do that. And the partnership we have with them is fantastic, and we couldn't ask for better partners.
That's good to hear. Certainly, again, Dan, we thank you and your entire department and team for everything that you are doing for our community right now. We know it's long hours, a lot of work, and it amazes me daily what everyone is able to accomplish together. We truly have a great team here in Niagara County.
We
so
do.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Becky.
During times like this, So many people want to help in the battle, but just don't really know how, especially when you're told, you know, if you're not working right now and you're home and you're told to stay home, what can you do to help? I want to let everyone know that I did have some contact. Connect Life reached out to me about their blood drives. You'll see on your screen the schedule for the upcoming month of all the drives in Niagara County. We're told that through April 18th, Connect Life has had 56 blood drives canceled and lost over 1,800 units of blood as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Sometimes they go hand in hand. We try not to panic. But it certainly comes down to people wanting to stay home. They want to stay healthy. Certainly you shouldn't go give blood if you're not healthy, obviously. But these drives are still happening. There is a great need for blood right now because, of course, those regular situations and emergencies that happen in life are still happening, even with COVID in play. So please, if you are able, if you're healthy and you can get online to it's connectlife.org. You can go to schedule an appointment. You do have to make an appointment for those drives now. I can tell you that they are being done very safely. My husband went and donated last week. I was very proud of him. He found a drive to go to because he was home one day. And we give regularly when normal life is happening. And he said they took extra precautions to be sure that, you know, your donation was made safely, the nurses were handling everything and cleaning everything, and he was very impressed by the way that they were able to hold that drive with everything else going on. So please, you know, reach out to Connect Life or Red Cross. If we can get a schedule for Red Cross, we'll post that tomorrow so you have more information. We'll post these schedules on our Niagara County Facebook page as well, but that is a wonderful way for you to be able to give back right now if you are healthy and able to do so. Let's see, I also mentioned last week that unfortunately at times like this, there are people who will try to take advantage of those that are concerned or worried or vulnerable. And we are starting to see throughout the state some phone scams and things that are happening with residents. I was on a statewide conference call last night where they discussed people who are receiving phone calls and the caller is stating that they're with the health department and that they're calling regarding a COVID test or contact that you might have had. And they're asking for some very, very personal financial information. So I've asked Dan to just kind of talk for a minute about what you could truly expect if you were to receive a phone call from our Department of Health so that you maybe are able to tell the difference between a legitimate call in one of these scams. Dan, what would your staff ask for if they were to call someone right now?
Well, traditionally, they'll never ask for you to give financial information. They won't ask you to tell them what kind of health insurance you have, those types of things. They'll ask you questions. We got this report from New York State Department of Health. Do you recall receiving that? Quite often, we'll be asking them specific information, but we'll ask them to complete some of it to confirm. So they'll know we have some of the basic information. We're not going to ask them, you know, what's your social security number? What are your bank accounts? Can you give me the group number for your health insurance? Those types of things. We ask questions specifically about the health, but they have to confirm a few things before we have a conversation with them to make sure we're speaking with the right person. But there's never any question about financial information or anything like that because we never have and never will need that type of information.
Okay, and would it be fair to tell our viewers that if they receive a call like this and they just aren't comfortable, they're not sure it's legitimate, to just hang up and find the number for your department and call back so that they know they're calling the correct department and they can say, I just received this phone call. Were you really looking for me?
Yeah, correct. For the most part, the doctor who ordered your test is going to be giving you the results. And he or she will say, expect a call from the health department. This is the number they're going to call you at this number to make sure that they have all the information. You know, somebody is positive. We contact their contacts to see, you know, how long were you in contact with them? Those types of things. But we don't ask them contacts for these people a lot of specific questions about their health. As much as we ask them, how long were you together? When's the last time you saw this person? Have you had a lot of contact with them? Did you cook for them? Those types of things. So we ask a lot of questions that that will give some person the information we need, but we won't be ever asking about, you know, social security number and those types of questions because that's not relevant for us.
Okay, thank you so much. Again, so folks, just be mindful. If something doesn't seem right, if you're questioning it, again, don't give personal information over the phone. If you're not comfortable, hang up and call that person back at the number that you know is the correct number to be sure that it's a legitimate call. No other updates for today. We will, of course, be back on tomorrow at 2 o'clock to give you our daily update on Friday. We thank you again for joining us. And just that reminder again that if you are struggling, if there's help that you're looking for or advice, if a friend or loved one is struggling, please call our crisis services line at the Mental Health Department for Niagara County. That number is 285-3515. They are there 24/7, available, confidential, free help, whatever it is that you're seeking help on. So please call them if you are struggling. Again, it's 285-3515. Everyone, please keep remembered to, you know, follow those physical distancing guidelines. Keep yourself home and healthy. Stay home and stay safe. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.